Hello everyone, this has been a long-lasting debate about who is better, Kong or Godzilla.
We took all the stats found all over the internet to finally settle this debate.
A little backstory about both. According to Wikipedia, it states that Kong killed Godzilla's parents, and that's where it all started.
Kong meets Anne, and she helps him calm down and connect with humans.
To start, Godzilla, he stands at 393 feet and weighs 90,000 metric tons. To put that in perspective, he weighs about 60,000 average cars.
Kong's height and weight has been known to change throughout all the movies.
In Skull Island, Kong was about 104 feet tall. Now he'll be around 400 feet.
Now we're going to ask Gavin some questions about this upcoming movie.
All right, Gavin, based on these stats, who do you think will win? So Godzilla, he is 393 feet tall in the newest movie, and he weighs 90,000 metric tons. Godzilla is a little bit under 400 feet and weighs about 60,000 tons. So who do you think will win?
Based on those stats, I think it would be Godzilla, but only on those stats you would think it would be Godzilla because he seems to weigh more and is bigger, so you have more body mass to push around Godzilla. I mean, King Kong.
Yeah.
But other factors could weigh in to who would win, but on those stats, I think Godzilla would win.
Who do you think is stronger and smarter?
I believe Kong is stronger and smarter in both of those stats, both of those areas, because first off, monkeys are known to be smarter, one of the smartest animals in the world, next to humans. They're like humans in some ways. So I think Kong is smarter than Godzilla. He has shown it in the Kong Skull Island movie, using anchor chains to kill a skullcrawler. And Godzilla, he's smart. He can use his tail to hit people away at good times. But I think Kong is smarter. And strength, I think it would also be Kong. Because...
both massive.
Yeah, they're both massive, but... in the first movie, Kong lifted a skullcrawler with one hand, which weighed 20,000 tons. So in the new movie, he's four times as big. So we can guess he's four times as strong, which would be 80,000 tons with one hand, or 160,000 tons. With two hands. So I think Kong's stronger in that aspect.
You already answered that question. And do you think it'll, like, continue on to a next movie? Or do you think it'll just end where, like...
I think that's depending on what happens in the movie. Because the plot... yeah, the plot, it could be, like, Kong... versus Godzilla, I guess. Like, Godzilla could be portrayed as, like, the bad guy destroying Tokyo. So it could be, like, Kong hitting him back into the ocean, retreating. So Godzilla could... I think it'll end up as Godzilla retreating into the ocean, I guess, and leaving with Kong just winning, I guess. So I think it could continue on to another movie if Godzilla doesn't die from Kong.
The other way around?
Yeah, Godzilla doesn't die from Kong.
Yeah, and that's it. Cool, bye-bye.
Thanks, Gavin. Now to powers and advantages.
Godzilla has some powers that might give him the edge over Kong. To start, he has the atomic heat beam, also known as the atomic breath, nuclear energy that generates inside of the body that uses electromagnetic force to concentrate that into a laser-like high-velocity projectile.
He also can breathe underwater, which would make him have an advantage if the fight ever went in the water.
Godzilla is shown to have great vitality, pretty much the ability to regenerate. And as a result of surviving a nuclear explosion, it cannot be destroyed by anything less powerful than that.
Kind of off-topic fact, Godzilla has a spot in the Hollywood Walk of Fame known as the 8th Wonder of the World.
Now to Kong. He can connect with humans by people until Jack discovers Anne has been kidnapped on
the island and is hung from a balcony on the other side of the valley as a sacrifice to Kong. Kong is revealed to be a colossal 20-foot tall prehistoric gorilla. The crew comes around armed, but are too late. Carl sees the gorilla that has taken her.
Throughout the movie, Kong protects her, even while fighting other monsters.
Thanks for watching this podcast.
There are so many podcasts out there, and you chose to listen to ours.
So who do you think will win?
Kong or Godzilla?